Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes. Indeed. Thank God it's Friday.
You finally was there.
What
got
there.
You?
Thank God it's hell yeah, brother. It's Friday. And the Rob Brown Show is back. Let's get it, people. Welcome in. Great to have you. Happy, thank God it's Friday. Yeah. Hope you're having a wonderful week. If you stayed up late last night to watch Stanley Cup hockey, I know you're tired. I also know that it was worth it. What the hell was that? Holy cow, that's one of the weirdest games I have ever watched in my life. Buddy? Florida scores 3 in the first period. Edmonton's dead. They are KO'd on the map, drooling, asleep, out of it. And then, boom. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Can I get an Undertaker gong? Can I get it? Or no, it's a church bell. That's what we sounded. And then, all right, sorry. Let me try that one more time. Florida scores 3 in the opening period. They're up 3-0. Edmonton has committed 97 penalties. They are dead to rights. And then the arms across the chest, the sit-up, the head turn, the eyes roll back into the skull, and like a phoenix from the ashes, like a dead man from a ringside coffin, here come the Oilers. Second period, Edmonton scores 3. Then, third period, Edmonton scores again. They go up 4-3. We're inside of a minute to play. Bob heads to the bench. Cats go in, a skater up, a goalkeeper down, and they can't get anything. Can't get anything on the net. Until 20 seconds left to play when Sam Reinhart gets the rebound and buries it. And at this point, you're like, oh, Florida's winning this game, right? It's not just that they have the momentum. It's that this place is Taylor and Travis were in the place wearing red. I mean, if Tay-Tay and T-Rav are in the building going Team Cats, it's over for you fools. And then
I've seen it.
It wasn't.
They look good, by the way.
They look great.
They look really
they
good.
They look adorable.
And red's a good color. But here's the thing. So I guess the Taylor rub, if you will, doesn't work for hockey.
I guess not. Well, it didn't work for the Super Bowl last year either, though. So is the Tay-Tay magic gone? Is the Tay-Tay magic?
Well, the NHL doesn't work with Taylor Swift the way the NFL does. So that's, I mean, maybe she's expanding.
Oh, she got a lot of screen time last night. She got a lot of screen time last night. In fact, apparently,
how many celebrities show up at a hockey game though?
I don't know about Sunrise, Florida. It is picked up dramatically over the past couple of years. Like, people are starting to get, there's an entire genre right now of videos on social media. We've played audio from, were you here the day I played the audio when Xavier Legette went to the hockey game? Did I show you that?
Probably not, but I probably watched it. Any clip from Legette I watch, including him at Kentucky Derby, wherever he's at.
Yeah, there's an entire genre of videos on social media where NBA players and NFL players and MLB players go to their first hockey game. And these teams invite them out, and they put a camera up on the other side, and they mic them up, and they shoot them from across the rink, just reacting to hockey. And it is one of the best genres of video as a hockey bro that I've ever seen. It is just spectacular. So it's growing. So Tay-Tay and T-Rav show up at the game last night. Reinhart scores with 20 seconds remaining in the third period. And it feels like it's destiny manifest. It feels like Florida is going to push Edmonton to the brink of elimination. And keep in mind, the Stanley Cup Finals is a 2-3-2 format, not a 2-2-1-1-1. Meaning, Game 5 is in Florida. And so if Florida does not sweep at the crib, they will have to win the thing back in Canada, which is going to be a tough ask. The folks in Edmonton are losing their gosh darned minds, probably still this morning from last night. So we go to the OT. We skate about 11 minutes of the OT period, and it was genuinely back and forth. And then Leon Draisaitl, just a dude, ends up getting a bounced puck down the right-hand side, attacks Bobrovsky, fires it to the right side, and Bob was in a great spot. Bob was in a spot to make the save, except for it ricocheted off of another Florida skater and snuck just over the arm of Bob into the net. Edmonton wins. It was Leon Draisaitl's, this stat is not made up, fourth overtime game-winning goal just in these playoffs. That is an NHL Stanley Cup. Actually, I should say that is an NHL postseason record. Four times the Edmonton Oilers have gone to overtime, and four times Leon Draisaitl has found a spot. Four times Leon Draisaitl has been the guy. That is the guy. The Stanley Cup playoffs is electric, dudes. Like, absolutely wild. You know what else is absolutely wild? The lineup for the show today. I got to tell you, I'm actually really excited by the show today. We've been doing NIL talk. We've been doing House v. NCAA talk. We've been doing NIL clearinghouse talk. We're doing off-season stuff because I'm going to go ahead and take an old guess that when the boys of fall strap on the lids and get out onto the turf to play a little football, we're not really going to care about a lot of this. That's what's happened the last two seasons. It becomes football season, and all of the sudden, the people who had complaints about NIL, the people who have complaints about the transfer portal, the people who have complaints about the this and the that of college football, they stop having questions and they start just watching football on Saturdays. The television ratings reflect that, even at an age of cord cutting, even in an age where if you take 10 minutes, I'm not telling you to do this, but if you take 10 minutes, you can go find a stream on the internet of any game you want to watch, all right? So, even in an age of all of that, people still tune in and watch. However, we're still like 85 days away from college football. We got time. We got time. And so right now, the future of the sport and the future of college athletics at large, because I did say yesterday, there is a path in front of us, depending on what happens with this appeal with Title IX, depending on where we go with the Title IX stuff, there is a path ahead of us where we end up in a world where college athletics is effectively football and basketball, and then a couple of women's sports at every school to satisfy Title IX guidelines. But there's a world where many schools, especially smaller schools, ultimately end up having to cut potentially Olympic sports, club sports, because the money's just not there to operate them. However, I also think that a lot of people believe it is going to be the $20.5 million annual revenue share for the big schools that is going to ultimately do that. We have got a few guests, three of them, as a matter of fact, who are going to be joining the show today to give us, I think, three different perspectives on the consequences of the House v. NCAA settlement. At 7 o'clock, we are going to be joined by Norm O'Reilly. Norm O'Reilly is the Dean of the College of Business at the University of New England. Norm is going to join us to talk about the NIL, the House settlement, the NIL world, the clearinghouse, etc., from a legal standpoint. What legal challenges might all of this face? How does Title IX play into this? How will future appeals fit into this picture that's being painted day by day? So at 7 o'clock, Norm O'Reilly, Dean of the College of Business, is going to join us. We will also push the water cooler cheat sheet back to 7:20. We will have at 8:40. This one I did not know we were going to book yesterday. It kind of came through randomly, and I'm glad that it did. Put in some legwork this week. And at 8:40, Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno, he is an author, he is a coach and a commentator, spent 17 years coaching at Penn State University, coached a few other spots as well. And about a year ago, a year and a half ago, he put out a book called Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. Now, Jay has been speaking from the perspective of a coach about the NIL era of college football. Today, he is going to speak to us from the perspective of a coach and university about what the House v. NCAA settlement means. Then at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Matt Hand. Matt is an attorney. He is a sports law expert, and he is the founder of Alta Sports Management. This is an agency that represents college athletes, student athletes in the NIL world. He goes into the NIL world. He helps college athletes get partnered up with NIL companies, et cetera, to come up with business deals, arrange their NIL settlements, et cetera, et cetera. He is going to talk to us about the impact that the House v. NCAA settlement will have on current student athletes and future student athletes. So I think we are covering the House v. NCAA settlement from really the three biggest perspectives. We have at 7 o'clock Norm O'Reilly, the Dean of College of Business at University of New England, to talk to us about the legal aspects of it. At 8:40, we have Jay Paterno, son of Joe Paterno, who is going to talk to us about the House v. NCAA settlement from the perspective of coaches and schools. And then at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Matt Hand, an attorney, a sports law expert, and the founder of Alta Sports Management, to talk to us about the House v. NCAA settlement from the player, from the student athlete perspective. I think we have got today on the show all three aspects of the House v. NCAA settlement pulled together for interviews. And we do have a couple of others working right now. Rashad Beard couldn't do yesterday, supposed to swing by today. But because I got Jay at 8:40, Rashad is seeing if he can massage the schedule a little bit and show up at 8:20. I will let you know. when Rashad confirms that he will be able to pull up. I will tell you for sure locked in at 9:20 a.m. is Rachel Dory. She is the CTO of Betalytics. I have Rachel coming by because she is Canadian, which means she loves hockey. So she's going to talk some Stanley Cup finals with us at 9:20.
So that's the whole thing, just because she's Canadian. I'm guessing she has other, you know.
Oh, she does. She can talk any of the sports. Okay. She is
I'm guessing she's in the business and able to. You just didn't pick a random Canadian. That's what I mean. You just go.
No,
hey,
I did not go on the internet and go search profiles including Canadian. That guy. No, Rachel Dory is a regular guest on my Saturday show, my nationally syndicated show, Bet for the Cycle, which airs every Saturday from noon to 4 on the BetMGM network. Rachel knows puck, man. So Rachel Dory at 9:20. We'll talk some NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Right now, Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast, tentatively scheduled for 8:20. And then our three House v. NCAA settlement interviews at 7 a.m. Norm O'Reilly, the Dean of the College of Business at the University of New England. At 8:40, Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno. He's an author, coach, commentator, and spent 17 years in the game. And then at 9 o'clock, Matt Hand, an attorney and sports law expert and the founder of Alta Sports Management.
I'm looking forward to all this, but at first I started thinking, man, we're underdressed, but all these people are college related, so we just look like someone who showed up for class, probably. So we're good.
I mean, you're not wrong. I probably look like I just showed up for like a luau themed frat party, you know?
Well, I mean, you got stuff you got to do later. You might as well be dressed for it.
And also, it's Friday. Yeah, it's Friday shirt, man. We'll go Friday. All right, yeah, we're feeling good.
I just crammed all night for a big test. That's what I'm going with.
Lonzo's on vacation next week. Senioritis. Don't let him lie to you, people. Don't let Lonzo fib that he's been up grinding all night. No, he's not.
No, I said I looked that way. I didn't say I was that way.
He was in his bed with visions of the beach dancing in his head, which I totally understand. Totally get it. All right, let's do this. Since we have interviews at 7 a.m., 8:20, 8:40, 9 o'clock, and 9:20, first hour of the show, we got to jam pack this son of a you know what together. So, we're going to talk Stanley Cup Finals. We're going to talk NBA Finals. Game 4 between the Pacers and the Thunder is tonight in Indianapolis, Indiana. We're going to break that down. We're going to talk about day 1 of the U.S. Open at Oakmont, because who the hell is JJ Spawn? But I'm going to tell you right now, after yesterday, you know his name, because dude was balling at Oakmont. We're going to talk about that. We have got a lot of college football stories to get to. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, the best postseason in all of sports, college baseball. Our Omaha Finals start today. So I'll give you some picks, previews, prognostications for the weekend upcoming in college baseball. The Rob Brown Show is packed from boot to bonnet today. So let's get at it, shall we? That's the great Milonzo. I'm Rob Brown. Let's rock. The Rob Brown Show is live on the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know that's exactly what we are doing. Good morning, people. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Let's get to it. The NHL Stanley Cup Finals last night. Florida home ice. Tell you one thing I'm actually really interested in asking Rachel Dory, CTO of Betalytics, and my go-to hockey chick, coming up at 9:20 this morning. I did not know. Okay, let me scratch that. Let me start that over again. I did know because I used to work for a hockey team, the Pensacola Ice Flyers, down in Pensacola, Florida. And Pensacola, Florida is a very warm place. All right, you may have heard about Florida. It's a place of myth and legend and horror.
Never been. I'm guessing it's that way though.
It's a way. That's, I'm not sure.
That's south.
Sure, it's so, that way.
Okay.
It's very warm down in the state of Florida. And for those of you that have ever, read a book, you know, you are very well aware that one thing that does not do well in warm is ice. It's not conducive to ice is the warmth. And so last night, it was 80 plus degrees in Sunrise, Florida. It was 91 during the day in Sunrise. Now,
what's the humidity like? I mean,
yes,
because that definitely will affect ice for sure.
It's yes, all the time. It's yes, especially anywhere that is on the coast, right? So Sunrise being on the peninsula is near the coast. So you got heat, you got humidity. It's really, really difficult. And that's no different than here, right? The Swamp Rabbits are playing in October, and it ain't exactly chilly in the early portion of October. It's a challenge. And it's a little bit easier, I'm assuming, for the NHL teams because they've got the money to build those big, ridiculous, fancy cooling systems into the floor of their arenas. But the environment does have an impact on the ice that they're playing on. In fact, it was referenced multiple times throughout the course of that game last night by Kenny Albert and the TNT crew. Shout out Jackie Redman. You're doing a great job. We miss you in the dub. So the ice apparently, and I'm going to keep it a buck, even as somebody who worked for a hockey team down in the Sunshine State of Florida, I genuinely do not know what impact that has, how that impacts the ice, how it changes the structure of the ice, how it changes the rigidity, density. I don't really know. And so I'm really interested to ask that of Rachel Dory, because especially in the first period, it was pointed out multiple times that Florida had a better than regular home ice advantage because the ice in Florida is different than skating on the ice in Edmonton, than skating on the ice in Canada. So this is going to be one of those few times that I'm going to tell you, I can't really speak to that because I don't know. Now, I'm not ashamed of that because while I do know puck, I don't know ice. So I'm interested. But what I can talk about is this game itself. What I can talk about is the hockey contest that took place last night. Again, an OT winner for the Edmonton Oilers, 5-4. They tie this series up at 2 games apiece. Game number 5 is at Florida because the NHL Stanley Cup Finals go with a 2-3-2 format. 2 for the host, 3 in the middle for the visitor, back to the host for game 6 and 7. I'll start with this. Great one. I don't know if you have a particular side in this. I much prefer the 2-2-1-1-1 model. I prefer breaking up the last 3 games. I do not like the 2-3-2. I think 2-3-2 is a, obviously, the home team already has the advantage. Obviously, the home team, by way of whatever format, whatever sport we're talking about works, has earned home ice, hardwood, grass, whatever.
So in hockey, that has to do with record, right? I guess it has to do with record anyway.
Right.
I don't like it because it's definitely, but at the same time, it's an advantage for a reason. That particular team was able to do better than the team across from them and get that advantage.
This is one of those things that all of the reasons, because the NBA used to be a 2-3-2. Now it's a 2-2-1-1-1. All of the reasons that leagues do, and I think the NHL, if I recall correctly, I think the NHL is the only one of the big four that still does a 2-3-2. Because when the NBA switched, I know obviously the World Series is a 2-2-1-1 as well. I think they are the only remaining 2-3-2. I don't like it. I don't like the 2-3-2. I like breaking those last 3 games up. The home team, the host team, still has an advantage in that if it does go to 7, they get the home ice. But it just, like, how much... here's why I think I don't like it. I'm trying to, like, make this make sense to me because it's tough because I understand all the things that make the 2-3-2 the 2-3-2 and make it work. But I think for me, the reason I prefer the 2-2-1-1-1, and this is against almost everything that I am for most of the time. I think it is because of the fact that Florida went down to Edmonton, and in a 2-2-1-1-1, we would use the phrase stole home ice, right? In the NBA, when the Pacers won game 1, it was, oh, the Pacers stole home court advantage, because what you know is going to happen is that no matter what happens, you're splitting the first 2, which makes it a best of 5, and the Pacers have 3 of those at their house. So I think for a 2-2-1-1-1, the visiting team, by going on the road, when the energy, by the way, is outside of making it to the end of the series, game 1, the energy's as high as it is going to be until an elimination game. So you got to go on the road and face a team that either in game 1 has the most rockin' building they're going to have in that series unless they get to host an elimination game. And if they win, you know game 2 is going to be even worse because there's blood in the water. So for an away team to go on the road in the first 2 games and snag a victory from the home team, I feel like it should feel like a split. But with this series tied at 2 apiece, it kind of feels to me like if Edmonton wins the next one, if they win game 5 at Florida, it feels like series over. It feels like series is over. Florida's got to go on the road and win back-to-back at one of the toughest barns to play in the NHL. It feels like it's over. Whereas, if this game was back at Edmonton, and Edmonton was to win game 5 at home and push Florida to the brink of elimination, even though Florida would still need to win 2, the first one of those 2 is in their own barn. And at least it feels like, okay, they still have a chance. They will have to win 2, one of them at the crib, versus if they lose game 5 at home. And again, that's what you would get. That's the punishment for losing games
on home ice, it just kind of feels like it's series over. It kind of makes 6 and 7 almost feel anticlimactic. Now, they probably won't be because the Stanley Cup playoffs are like sports plus cocaine equals Stanley Cup playoffs. It's the best. But we'll see how that plays out. So what did we see last night out of the Stanley Cup playoffs? I was on the social media when Florida dumped their third goal of the opening period. And I sparked a conversation with buddy of the show, PJ Glasser, and obviously one of the stars of the BetMGM network. He's my hockey and golf bro. On Tuesday, I do at 8:20, my normal weekday spot on BetMGM Tonight. I go on, I spend, 15 minutes with Brad and Ryan. Well, this week it was Brad and PJ Glasser filling in for Ryan Horvat, which, by the way, I'll be on that show tonight as a guest host with Ryan Horvat. Me and Ryan tonight, 7 to 11, right here on the Fan Upstate. Hell yeah, 8 hours of Rob Brown radio today, Greenville. You're welcome, or I'm sorry, whichever is more appropriate. I was on with Peach, and PJ, what do you mean, no? They're paying me for it. Of course I'm doing it. So, PJ Glasser said, Rob Brown, you're a hockey bro, you're a puckhead. What do you make of game four? How are you betting this game? And my answer was live. I'm betting this game live if I'm betting this game. And I'm betting this game live if I'm betting this game because I don't know if Florida.
What does that mean, betting the game live? So you're going to wait till you bet it on the ice?
You bet it while it's happening.
Yep. Okay.
So as a game happens, obviously, the odds for that game will change. So for instance, last night, Florida was a -150 favorite, meaning you bet 150 to win 100 back, right? And then Florida scored number one, and they became like -220 favorites, and Edmonton became +195 or so. Then Florida scored the second. There was a point after Florida went up 3-0 where the Edmonton Oilers were like +500 underdogs, meaning you bet $100, you get $500 back if they win. But obviously, they're down 3 goals, so it's a big bet there. So I told PJ on Tuesday, I'm betting this game live. And I'm betting this game live because at the end of game three, it became a WWE pay-per-view. I mean, there were, we did the math on it. If I recall correctly, there were 21 penalties and like 135 penalty minutes served. The boys were out there. They were a Charles Robinson short of a Royal Rumble for the last 10 minutes of this hockey game. And you could tell.
Is it a matter of fatigue?
No, it was a matter of Florida was kicking Edmonton's ass. And there comes a point, and this is something that I think is, it's not exclusively hockey, but the result of it is exclusively hockey. It got to the point where Edmonton was going, they're kicking our ass. So let's go kick theirs, but like actually. Like, literally. It basically came down to Edmonton started doing what Florida does. We're going to hit you on cross checks. We're going to board you. We're going to play cheap hockey. And any time that you turn and square up with us, we're throwing hands, fisticuffs for everybody. So basically got to the point where Edmonton just wanted to fight. They didn't care about the hockey game anymore. We're down 5-1. We're down 6-1. We cannot win this game. There's 4 minutes left to play. We're not scoring 6 in 4 minutes. So instead, we are going to literally beat you up for the rest of this ride. And when a team gets into that spot, there's one of two ways that it can go in the next game. Way number one is they get lost in the sauce. Way number one is they get to the point where they are just a broken hockey team. They do not have their heads in the game anymore. And the second way that it goes is they get it out. You know how sometimes when you get real mad, Zoe, you just got to get it out. You got to figure out what that is. Like, there's something you got to do to get it out.
You got me worried. I thought you were going to go a totally different direction with getting something out. So it's like, okay.
No, not that. I mean, the rage, the anger you built up. For some people, it's punching a wall. For some people, it's going to the gym and lifting heavy weights. For some people, it's maybe getting into boxing ring and sparring a little bit. For some people, it's going on a video game, setting it on easy mode, and blowing up 10,000 aliens with a nuke. Like, whatever your thing is, everybody's got their vent for their rage. And for a hockey guy, it's punching another man in the face. And so either Edmonton was broken or they won't. And I said on Tuesday, I think we'll know in the first 10, 12 minutes if Edmonton is broken. They were down 0-3 in the first. And I tweeted to PJ, I'm like, there it is. They're broken, right? Like, this is it. Now, there's no value in betting on this game anymore because Florida is such a big favorite up 3. There's no point in betting on this game. But it does mean I'm betting Florida the rest of the ride. I'm betting them every game on the puck line because they're going to blow Edmonton out. And then the second period happened. And Edmonton, it looked like in the first period, was broken. In the second period, Edmonton played maybe the most organized, disciplined hockey that the Florida Panthers have seen in this postseason at all. They weren't reacting. They weren't biting. They were skating to their spots. Florida just started dumping the puck to the other end. Edmonton said, we're not just going to chase you around the ice. If you dump it, we're going to pick it up, and we're going to play our set. We're not just going to throw it the other way and hope somebody's down there, which is what they did in game 3. We're going to play our set up across the half ice line, across the blue line, into your zone, and we're going to draw you out. They did that 4 consecutive goals from Edmonton. We got a series. That was as fun of a hockey game because it was 2 separate games. The first period, the second period, and on. It was unbelievable. All right. We've already told you got a busy day coming up here in about 26 minutes. Norm O'Reilly is the Dean of the College of Business at the University of New England. Going to talk some NCAA v. House v. NCAA with us. That's all coming up. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello! The Rob Brown Show back on your radio, the Fan Upstate. One more time, running you down through the schedule. Oh, guest we have on the docket today because it, I think, is a very good one. We have talked all week about the settlement reached last Friday. Last Friday night, the House v. NCAA settlement. We know the majority of the terms of the consequences of that settlement. What we don't necessarily know is what is going to happen in the future because of it, what further legal challenges it may end up facing, and the consequences of it within the landscape of college sports, right? We've had this conversation a bunch. We don't know what this is going to mean for smaller teams down the line. We don't know really what the impact might be for Olympic sports, for club sports, for the other sports that are not just not revenue generating, but like far from it. We don't know all of the consequences. We don't necessarily know. We talked with Lulu Kessin of the Greenville News yesterday, and I asked Lulu, she covers the South Carolina Gamecocks. I said, hey, what's the talk on campus since the settlement got handed down? And Lulu effectively said, the coaches were a little bit more vocal about it before the settlement. They're not really talking about it afterwards, right? Maybe in vagaries, but not really diving into it. So we don't necessarily know what a lot of the colleges are thinking. We know some of the preemptive actions that they took. We talked about the fact that Kentucky kind of jumped in a creative thought process and said, hey, let's make our athletic departments an LLC. Right? Let's make it a limited liability corporation. Let's make it a business. Like, it's a business now. If we're going to be doing revenue sharing and we got to help run and found NIL contracts and organize them and make sure they're followed and adhered to, let's just make ourselves a business. And that way, down the line, if we get sued by an agent or a parent or a former student who's unhappy, yeah, they might win some damages, but they can't take our stuff to do it. That's very interesting. And we don't know what this is going to mean for a huge swath of students. I think we kind of have an idea of what this is going to mean for a lot of football players, a handful of basketball players, but what about everybody else? So to me, this NIL, the House v. NCAA settlement discussion has three prongs to it. It has the legal prong to it. It has the school and university prong to the fork. And then it has the student athlete prong to the fork. And I think that there are questions about what this settlement is going to mean for all three of those parties. And I've got an interview scheduled throughout the course of the day to answer questions about all three of those prongs of the fork. At 7 a.m. here in about 20 minutes, Norm O'Reilly is the Dean of the College of Business at the University of New England. He is going to talk to us about the legal side of this. At 8:40, Jay Paterno, the son of Joe Paterno, is an author, coach, and commentator, wrote a book about a year and a half ago called Blitz, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. He has been very outspoken about what the NIL era means, the transfer portal era means, and he's obviously very invested in what is happening in the now House v. NCAA settlement era of college football. And he'll talk to us about what this looks like from the coaching and the school's perspective. And then at 9 o'clock, Matt Hand is a sports law expert and attorney. He is also the founder of Ulta Sports Management, an organization that partners up student athletes with businesses to help them craft and create and capitalize on NIL deals. So throughout the course of the day, three interviews, 7 o'clock, we've got Norm O'Reilly, 8:40, Jay Paterno, 9 o'clock, Matt Hand, to talk about the House v. NCAA settlement from, to me, what I think are the three prongs of the conversation. And I will say this to you right now. If you have a question for Norm O'Reilly, if you have a question for Jay Paterno, and if you have a question for Matt Hand, you can text them to the Hub City Spartanburger text line at 844-326-3663. 844-326-3663. If you have a question for one of our guests in particular, then shoot the text and start the text with the name of the guest you want to ask the question to. So if you've got a question about the legal aspect of the House v. NCAA settlement, start your text with Norm and then type your question. If you've got a question about the coaching or athletic department side of the House v. NCAA settlement, and it's for Jay Paterno, then text Jay followed by your question. And if you have a question about the student athlete side of this, then text Matt and text your question, 844-326-3663. If you guys dump some good questions on the Hub City Spartanburger text line, I will make sure that I ask them of our three guests today. Working on Rashad Beard to talk Panther football at 8:20. Rachel Dory, the CTO of Betalytics, will swing by. She's a big hockey chick. She's going to come by and talk some hacky, some Stanley Cup finals with us coming up at 9:20. So a very, very busy show this morning. Also, since I got you, and since I'm doing a little spring cleaning here on the program, I will let you know that on the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of January, The Rob Brown Show will be live from SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia.
Not January.
Did I say January?
You said January.
Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. Of July. Of July. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. That's about as far out as I have my plan life, my life planned. I got no idea where the hell I'm going.
Like, dude, you got something planned for next year?
Yeah,
you're
right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know I'm going to watch the national championship game. I know I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. That's about it for next year. Okay. But on July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, The Rob Brown Show will be live at SEC Media Days over in Atlanta, Georgia, the event taking place at the College Football Hall of Fame. Got to tell you, you know what's going to be kind of dope? And this is just me kind of bragging a little bit. Not a little bit, a lot of it. This will be the first time I go to the College Football Hall of Fame. And the very first day that I go to the College Football Hall of Fame, Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks are going to be up in the crib. Meaning the first, we've had Shane on the show a couple of times on the phone. The first time I get to actually, it's not true. I met Shane at Fleur Field a couple of years ago. But the first time I get to interview Shane in person and shake his hand as a buddy of the show is going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame. That's pretty badass, man. That's pretty rad. So July 14, 15, 16, 17, The Rob Brown Show will be live at SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, sponsored by, presented by our dear friends at Ingles, who were like, yeah, we'll send Rob Brown on a roadie, and we appreciate it. So thanks to the folks for Ingles for picking that up. 14th through 17th of July. Also tell you that we are putting together, we will be at ACC Media Days. We're putting together our plan of what that looks like now so that we are at the Media Days of both South Carolina and Clemson. And I will tell you in advance that while I will not be live because that they don't do it while we're live, my goal is to be live at SoCon Media Days this year as well to cover up Furman and Wofford.
So, all right, really quick for those who are concerned, we've had this conversation already. We don't know if there's an SEC Karen, like there's an ACC Karen, but there's probably a good shot that there is an SEC Karen, and they don't know what they're in for.
I'm going to go ahead and say, first off, Feinbaum's going to be there, so there's 100% going to be an SEC Karen. Guarantee, I'm calling the shot now, there's 100% going to be an SEC Karen.
Do you think you're louder than Feinbaum?
No, absolutely. No, I mean, yes. No, absolutely. Okay. All right. Yeah, the difference between me and Paul isn't volume.
All right, here's the thing. Tebow still work for SEC?
Yeah, I believe he's still on the SEC network.
So you got to get Tebow on. We got to see you and Tebow in the same place and see if you'll be civil.
You ready for me? Okay. I have been in the same place. I have literally sat in the front seat of a car driving Tim Tebow around.
Like, oh, you were Tim Tebow's chauffeur?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've told this story before. He came down to do the keynote address at the All Sports Association, a philanthropic organization down in Destin, Florida that I was a part of for about 5 years. Tim Tebow was our keynote speaker 1 year, and as the, at the time, kind of like PR guy for that organization because of my job, one of the things that I did was pick up our guest from the airport and bring them to the hotel where the event was taking place. I picked up Tim Terrific from the airport. I drove him there. I was kind of his chauffeur / chaperone / travel advisor while he was there. We had a lovely time. Guy's a great guy. Phenomenal dude. I do not have any issue. I love the guy. I would absolutely not only love to, I'm going to openly request to get Timmy Terrific on the show.
I think you should, because I've always wanted to talk to Tim Tebow, so it'd be kind of cool.
I would love to have Timmy Terrific on. I'm going to try to get him on. I'll tell you who else I'm going to try to have on. Another SEC Network guy, Roman Harper, former New Orleans Saint, former Alabama Crimson Tide. Going to try to get Roman on. Roman's brother Brian and I used to do a show together down in Destin. I've had Roman on the show not in the last 10 years.
You got connections is what you're saying.
You don't survive in this business without him, amigo. Can't do it without him, buddy. Got to have him. So I will get Roman on. Well, scratch that. I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to guarantee anything, all right? Because there is one difference between, and I learned this yesterday as I was putting the whole thing together, there is one difference between the ACC and the SEC. With the ACC, after the coaches and players do their, like, State of the Union in the big ball room, they just bring them over to Radio Row when these guys start making the pattern. That's not how it works at SEC Media Days. At SEC, you have to book the interviews through the school. So, I will also tell you that I have an email out over to South Carolina to make sure we get Shane Beamer on, and I will be firing off emails to the other schools.
Do we know who's going with him?
If they have announced it, I didn't find it yesterday, but I will also tell you yesterday that I spent about 2.5 hours on the phone with the SEC ticketing office, with the College Football Hall of Fame, with hotels in the area. Like, yesterday I was cooking with gas, buddy, so I did not get a chance to really dive in, but I will be working on that today. I'll be putting in our request to make sure that we get buddy of the show, Shane Beamer, on, get whatever players are coming with him. Who right now, top of your head, who else from the SEC, non-South Carolina, do you want on the show? Kalen DeBoer's got to be a yes.
I was going to say Georgia.
Kirby Smart's got to be a yes.
Georgia for sure.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know if this is true or not. We'll find out.
I'm not really worried about the coach as much as I would like to hear from the players.
See, I want to. Both is great. I 100% want to hear from the coaches. Kirby strikes me as, I'll tell you, this is how Nick Saban was, and I do not hold it against him, okay? Even as a member of the media, I do not hold it against him. Nick Saban was a guy that if you didn't have a way to help him, he didn't have time for you. And again, Nick Saban's the head coach at the University of Alabama.
All business.
All business all the time, right? This is, I have an appreciation for College Game Day, Nick Saban, that to me, if you haven't worked with him before, the appreciation's not going to be there for you because I've been around Nick Saban behind the scenes when he's in the coaching mentality. I told this story a very long time ago. I don't think I've told it since. Back when I was doing my show in Destin, Pensacola, was around the time that the University of West Florida, go Argonauts, propped up their football team. And they did a big kind of reception thing, and Nick Saban came over, and it was a recruiting trip for Nick, right? Now, this is pre-portal, but like, guys, there were ways guys could move up and whatnot. And also, Pensacola at the time had a very good high school football breeding ground for top-notch recruits. And so Nick Saban came down to help UWF open up their football program. And so Nick came in, and when he walked in, and again, this is not meant to cast dispersion or whatever on Nick. It just is what happened. So Nick walks in, and there were 7-8 of us that were kind of in the media room waiting for him to set up. And he walks in and everybody's like, what's up, coach? And he just kind of gives the nod and he says nothing. Then he gets up and he does his little speech. And then they're like, all right, we're going to have a breakout room afterwards for the media to interview Nick Saban. And so we go over into the little media room. Nick comes in and the UWF rep introduces him. It's head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, Nick Saban. We're going to do an open media period and then everybody will get a minute or two with Nick to do some one-on-ones. You'll get like one or two questions. So we all do the press conference and then he opens it up. And a couple of the people there were like UWF journalism students. And he was like, he's polite, but you could tell it's kind of like, yeah, no, we're really excited about the season. I think we got a good team this year, and we'll see how it goes. That kind of stuff. So it was my turn to talk to Nick, and I just kind of went into the questions that I had about, Alabama and how does having a team like UWF now that close to Tuscaloosa, how do little schools impact the big schools, whatever. And his cordial is like, all right, he asked me about halfway through the interview, he's like, where do you broadcast? And I was like, oh, we cover high school and college sports here in Pensacola. And he goes, oh, do you have a good high school reach? At the time, we had 3 or 4 high schools that we did games for across our couple of networks. And he goes, oh, and he this was the first time he kind of perked up. He's like, oh, you got feelers out in the recruiting game, huh? And I was like, yeah. And then Nick Saban was just an open book for me the rest of the ride. Like, he figured out that I had a voice with the high school kids in the market, that we touched a lot of the schools that were producing a bunch of 4- and 5-star kids. And all of a sudden, Nick was this cheery dude. Like, now he was good to, like, really answer some questions. That's what great coaches do. And that's what I think Kirby Smart's going to be. So I'm kind of interested to get him on here for that.
Kane on the stream mentioned Lane Kiffin. So, I mean,
Kiffin's my first ask. Are you kidding me?
Okay, all right.
If I can get Joey Freshwater on the show, Yeah, because Lane Kiffin is the only guy there that if I can get a headset and a mic on him, I know we're going to be trending in the next 15 minutes, right? Like, I know. Media days, favorite thing. Kirby Smart was up there. They're like, Coach, what is, in the new era of NIL and the transfer portal, what's the most important thing for recruiting and building a team? And Kirby looked at the media and without breaking a stride says, it's all about relationships. Got to build good relationships. Got to have the kids trust you. Got to trust the kids. Good relationships. Then they turn around. They ask Lane Kiffin the same thing. They go, Lane, in this era, what's the most important thing about getting recruits and building a roster? And he goes, money. He goes, see that guy over there? It's easy for him to say because he's got all the money. We need the money to do that. Like, he just straight up called it out. That's, I would love to have Lane Kiffin on the show. Interview Lane bleeping Kiffin. Yeah, no, for sure. Top of the list. It's like Shane, Lane, everybody else. We'll see how it plays out. SEC Media Days, July 13th through 17th. And we'll also let you know that coming up in the next segment, the Dean of the College of Business at the University of New England, very invested in the NIL and portal world, Norm O'Reilly joins us. We'll talk to Norm on the flip side. Here is your favorite 60 seconds of the hour, Lonzo Sports Flash.
You're welcome. The Stanley Cup Finals are tied at 2 games each after a dramatic rally and a 5-4 overtime win by Edmonton over Florida. Panthers scored 3 goals in the first period to open up a lead, but Edmonton would score the same in the second to tie the game and the first goal of the third period to take a 4-3 lead. If you followed that, good for you. Game 5 is tomorrow in Florida. J.J. Spahn fired the first bogey-free round at Oakmont since Dustin Johnson in 2016. On his way to the top of the leaderboard at the U.S. Open, Spahn hit 14 of 18 fairways, recording a 31 on the front nine and a 66 overall. Tournament favorite Scotty Scheffler had 5 bogeys en route to a 3-73. Game 4 of the NBA Finals will tip off this evening at 8:30 in Indiana. The Pacers lead the series 2-1, but are underdogs in the game to the Thunder, favored by 5.5 points. Hour number 2 of the Rob Brown Show is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.